This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. The Trump administration plans to keep national parks open with minimal staff during the federal government shutdown. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The U.S. Department of Interior said national park roads, trails, and lookouts will generally remain accessible to visitors during a shutdown. National parks will use park fees to provide basic visitor services. While summer is the peak tourist time, fall is still busy. Last September and October, the state estimated 1.6 million visit days. Governor Jared Polis said keeping parks open was his top priority in the shutdown. He noted that Rocky Mountain National Park is a draw for visitors from around the world and said the state's four national parks are major economic drivers for rural communities. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Vail Resorts keeps disappointing investors on Wall Street. CPR's Sarah Mulholland.
The Broomfield-based ski giant missed analyst revenue expectations for the fourth quarter, and its Epic Pass sales are down 3% for the upcoming winter season. During a conference call with investors, CEO Rob Katz pointed to a failure to keep up with evolving customer preference. For instance, email campaigns don't work like they used to. Vail plans to refocus on selling individual lift tickets to improve its bottom line. The company says its strategy to put all its resources into increasing Epic Pass sales is no longer working. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
And a small airplane made an emergency landing early this morning on a major road in northeastern Colorado Springs. Authorities say three people were on board the single-engine aircraft. No one was injured. This is CPR News and KRCC.